I'm a Christian. Now, we're going to see a prayer on the screen, which I would like us to pray together. Let us pray. Loving God, you make us in your image. Forgive us when we fail to see your image in each other, when we give in to greed and indifference, when we do not question the systems that are life-denying. As we are made in your image, let us live in your image and be Christ-like in service, endurance, and love. Amen. Today's gospel reading is one many of us know well. I know the beginning very well because my youngest brother read verses 1 to 7 and verse 27 at my husband's funeral. Verse 27 is not part of today's reading, but it's very appropriate at the moment. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. That's something to remember in these horrible times. My peace, not the world's peace. Live in God's peace and do not be afraid. Looking at our reading from Acts, Peter has been told by God that nothing made by God is impure. And so he has accepted the invitation to visit Cornelius, the centurion, in Caesarea. He asked why he, a Jew, had been sent for. He and Cornelius exchanged stories of how God had spoken to them. Prior to this, as we heard from Heather last week, Philip had explained to a very important Gentile, an Ethiopian eunuch, some of the prophecies of Isaiah, because, as the eunuch said, if nobody tells me, how can I know? Once he understood, he asked to be baptized. These stories show us the beginning of the worldwide church. Originally, it was thought that only Jews could become Christians. And then later it was thought that by going through the rituals to become Jews, Gentiles could be accepted as Christians. Here we have the beginning of the acceptance of the whole world as potential Christians. Christians began to reach out to everybody to teach them and accept them into the way of Jesus. Christian Aid says, we believe in life before death. We seek to follow the teaching of Jesus Christ, who commanded his followers to love their neighbor and work for a better world. We stand with the most vulnerable and excluded people of the world, both in times of crisis and for the longer term. I don't know exactly when Mrs. Alexander wrote All Things Bright and Beautiful, but there is a verse that is no longer, thankfully, in the hymn books. But when I was a child, we used to sing it. The rich man in his castle, the poor man at his gates. God made them high and lowly and ordered their estate. Slavery, serfdom, children up chimneys and in factories. Old folks in workhouses. It was all God's will, and everything would be sorted out in heaven. So that's all right then. Or is it? Christian Aid says, we believe in life before death. Poor people were not designed so that rich people could prosper. Now, my mother was very involved with Christian Aid, and my first job as a trainee programmer was just up the road from St Paul's Cathedral. During Christian Aid Week that year, there were various pop and jazz groups playing on the steps of the cathedral at lunchtime to raise money for Christian Aid. And she bullied and cajoled and persuaded me to go down to St. Paul's every lunchtime with a collection tin. Going to work every morning, I used to get off the tube of Fenchurch Street and walk through Smithfield Market to get to my office. I wore a green cloak. I loved my green cloak. And the younger workers used to call out, "Hello, Batman, where's Robin?" And I would call back some sort of, hopefully, witty remark. These young lads came down to St. Paul's at lunchtime to hear the music, and they put money in my tin. And if anyone came who hadn't been before, they made him put in double. Now, I don't suppose they were very interested in Christian Aid, but Christian Aid knew how to attract people. So right now, we don't have enough resources for all the things that are wrong in the world. How can we stretch our resources? We need to think and pray about what we can do. And remember that Christian Aid believes in life before death. Now we're going to say together another prayer, which you will see on the screen. Let us pray. God of reconciliation and grace, you promise us a world where all is new, where love is born when hope is gone, where broken relationships are restored to wholeness. May we live as people who know your story of love, and we have the vision to imagine what could be possible if we dared to live this story. God of abundant life, may we be witnesses of love, hope, and peace, and co-creators of your life in the world. Amen.